What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Group Real Estate, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute, talking real estate, rambling on about my journey. For those of you out there listening that are starting out in commercial brokerage, you can follow along with me because we're on that same journey. Been in the business for, it'll be 6 years now, but still, I think I'm learning new things every day, and I still believe that I'm in the beginning stages of this business as far as brokerage. And then I really like to get back into investing myself, whether it's multifamily properties or commercial properties. And then we're also within our company and myself personally trying to get into the real estate development game. So if any of those apply to you, then you may be in the right place. But you know, I'm just rambling on about what's going on in my day, my week. I've been trying to get these out at least once a week, but hopefully we'll be able to get more out if not daily. So these are quick hits. But you know, today just thinking about the housing market, and I was listening to some economists on YouTube and some podcasts and things that I listen to, and you know, according to Redfin, which is a I don't really know what Redfin is. I think it's a listing service like Trulia and Zillow, and they keep data and they analyze data for real estate. So, and this is more on the residential housing market analytics, but you know, the phenomenon of what's going on in the market is that, you know, there's not a lot of inventory. Prices are up for houses, interest rates are up, and there's like this stalemate of really low inventory that is causing this to all happen, you know. So and so you're like, well, why don't they just build more? Well, then you have supply chain issues, labor issues due to this whole pandemic thing, and it doesn't seem to be getting better. It should get better, but you know, that seems pretty slow. And even for us, it seems like anything is really too expensive to build right now, you know. So for what the returns that you're getting as an investor and as a developer on development projects, you know, it's really tough to justify these projects unless you're investing for the long term and just doing it now to prepare for appreciation in the future. But you know, that's 10, 20 years out maybe sometimes. So those are the type of things, those are the type of decisions. And now a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines waiting, and I think that's probably not a good idea either, because things could change on a dime, and then if you're not working on something, building something, then you could miss out. So it's just like, you know, trying to time the stock market, it's pretty impossible. So what I've learned in real estate is that you've just got to work in the market that you're currently in as best as you can. Continue to do the things that you normally would do, like investing in properties, developing properties, you know, trying to broker properties, but within the context of the current market. So, and, you know, if that entails selling things for less now because interest rates are higher and buyers can't command the buying power that they used to, then that's what it has to be now. I mean, there's been appreciation in properties due to the low supply of properties, whether it's commercial or residential, but you know, I think that's going to stabilize. But at the same time, I just see this, you know, they make a good point, is that, and I'm in this group as well, you know, we got interest rates for, or whether we refied or purchased during the last few years, that, you know, we don't want to give that up, because, you know, why would I want to sell my house even though I might get a little more equity, and then I buy another house at a higher interest rate, and then I'm paying the same payment basically. So or even more, for that matter. I think, and in most cases, it's more because prices have gone up, interest rates have gone up. So 90% of the time, you're paying more on a monthly basis for another house that you're probably not going to get as nice as your current situation or as big. So, you know, so there's, they're calling it the lock-in effect. And, you know, I just see that taking a long time. It's going to, I mean, the only reason I would sell my house is if I absolutely had to. If I'm, you know, relocating for a job, which that's probably not going to happen. since my wife is locked into her school district and she's tenured and, you know, she loves it there, so she's not going anywhere. I'm not necessarily going out of Cleveland to work my brokerage business because there's still, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity here and there's really no need for me to move. So we, and then, you know, our kids are still in middle school and high school, so we've got about 8 to 10 years before we even think about downsizing if we have to. You know, we don't have a master bedroom on our first floor at our house, so I think that's going to affect us a lot if we're not able to navigate stairs as we get older. And so that would be the only reason that I would be leaving. So that's 10 to 20 years out from now. So, if many people are in a similar situation as I am, then you're not going to see sellers selling their house for the next 10 to 20 years. So that just adds to the low inventory. And, you know, I think there's going to be a boom. Somebody's going to figure out a way to do construction and navigate the supply chain issues to make it efficient enough where they can build new properties and sell them. And they will sell because there are buyers out there looking to buy still. And, you know, they're just waiting for the opportunity, or not the opportunity, but for the inventory to show up. And then it's almost like a lottery ticket, hoping to win the lottery to get that house. You know, so I think that's going to be part of the equation, especially residential, for the next 10, 15 years. But we will see if something major in the marketplace happens where that can allow more inventory and buyers will be incentivized to purchase. I don't know, maybe a step up interest rate where they pay lower interest rate, like, you know, adjustable rate mortgage for now, just to entice people to get in. And then, you know, hopefully the economy gets better and then, you know, they'll be willing to pay higher interest rates a few years down the road. But we will see. Well, you know, how does that affect commercial? Well, it really doesn't. It doesn't, I guess. Interest rates are still considerably lower than, you know, for the type of investment transactions. And so, you know, I think the way to go is, because people are waiting to buy their houses, they're still going to be renting or they're going to need to rent. So apartments and things like that are still going to be at a high demand, and, other commercial properties, if they're repositioned right, for retail and services within a neighborhood near a bunch of apartments where a bunch of renters are, then, and this could go to residential houses that are for rent, just providing convenient, easy, clean services to people in that neighborhood, then, you know, I think that'll do well. And then I think storage units will probably be in high demand because people are waiting to find a house to move their stuff into while they're renting. If they were in a house previously that was bigger and they had to store their furniture or whatever, so I think that's gonna be affected positively as far as for investors that are doing that kind of stuff. So so we will see. So I'm gonna sign out. I will be back with an update. We have our development meeting today to talk about our real estate development projects. So hopefully we're going to get some of these off the ground soon so I can talk about that. With that, I will catch you later.